this week on the Nervous Record.
I say sex life. It's not like a life. I mean, it's like I do it with a person sometimes.
At least it's not sex lice.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
I watched a spider kill a dragonfly today.
How'd you feel about that?
It was so cool.
It's like Circle of Life.
It was, kind of, right? And it's a tiny spider, and it's a big dragonfly. The dragonfly first gets stuck, and it is, like, fighting for its life.
Uh-huh.
It had its hands tied so that it couldn't, like...
Its dragonfly hands?
Yeah, its little dragonfly hands were handcuffed in a spider web. It was vicious.
And you looked at that spider, and you were like... You go, girl.
You go, girl. You get you some. It was awesome.
I cannot believe that a solstice, like, slipped through the cracks and I didn't even notice. And it's making me miss that time when I was, like, a little weird.
Which time was that?
It makes me miss, like, before... So, you know, I started dating Nate. And, like...
That made you not weird?
Like, if you look back, I was maybe a little more, like, woo-woo weird, you know? Like, whimsical weird.
Okay.
And then Nate just kind of was like, nope, not crystals. That's positive ions in the hippocampus. And then also, around that time, I started seeing it becoming more and more trendy with white women.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was, like, a put-off. Because I want to do something first and by myself, or I don't want to do it at all.
I love the hand flipped out.
So I was thinking back to how much has changed. Last year, at the solstice, I was in surgery, or like about to go into surgery. But the year before that was when I was in my shaman phase. And so I was going through this, like, I am one with the earth, and I was studying all the animals, Native American wisdom.
Giving me sage.
And I, on the solstice, I went out and I laid this, one of those, you know, hirachi blankets out in my backyard. I put up my crystals, and I think I, like, you know, lit some candles, and I wrote my intentions and stuff like that, and then... One of the things that I heard that you could do was you could take your intentions and put them under a glass of milk. Like a non-dairy, obviously, milk. And put the milk in the moonlight, and then the milk would, like, absorb all of the moon's energy, and it would turn into this special moon nectar. And then you would drink it the next day, and you would be drinking in all of your intentions that you set.
Okay, so let me get the sandwich order straight. So you got crystals, glass filled with non-dairy milk.
Yeah, I think it was just almond milk. I got some almond milk.
And then moon.
I put it in a jar. Put the almond milk in a jar.
It has to be open? How's the moon gonna get in it?
I left it open.
Okay.
And I really...
And this is summer solstice, so like mid-June.
Yes, and I was... One of my intentions was I was only gonna eat things from the earth until the equinox. So this just shows you, like, the frame of mind that I was in 2 years ago. Different than now. And so I woke up the next day, but, like, I overslept. Because I was up till probably 3 o'clock in the morning doing a fucking moon ceremony or whatever. And I go out to get my my moon nectar. And it had been sitting on the banister to my back steps or whatever. But, like, I overslept. So it had been in the sun a little while. And this idea of, like, I mean, just moon nectar, doesn't that sound just lovely? Like, to you.
Smooth, cooling.
Yes. This was warm almond milk with a dead bug that was floating around in the top of it. I drank it anyway.
Why?
I almost gagged and spit it out, and I forced myself. I think I actually had to grip onto something and squeeze it really hard to force it all down into myself. And I drank it anyway.
Oh my God.
And the night before, I'd had a weird bug thing on that night too, because I had gotten done with my ceremony and I took that hirachi blanket. And this kind of, I thought of when you were talking about the bugs in the circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I go inside and I'm like putting stuff away, and I notice coming off of the blanket, like onto the floor, there's a palmetto bug or
roach.
Cockroach. Giant ass.
Cucaracha.
Cucaracha in the kitchen climbing off of the blanket. And this is the dilemma that I was facing. Oh my God. I brought it in here away from its home. And that was wrong of me to do that. It wouldn't be in here if it wasn't for me. So I can't kill it. What am I gonna do? This is a creature of the earth. This has energy, just like any of the other animal and plant kingdom. This has wisdom. So I'm just gonna figure out a way to pick it up and put it back out outside, back in its home that I wrenched it from unwillingly. So I went and I got some printer paper and I got a cup.
Yeah.
And did one of those things where I slipped the paper down mm-hmm. and was able to cup it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, walking, like kick the back door open, kick it outside. Then I go to let it go and it's like kind of holding on to the paper. And so I'm like swatting the paper and it lands on the stairwell. And before I can even process it, what's going on? Boom. Annie. She gets it.
She ate it?
She swooped out there and she ate that bug right in front of me.
Oh my God.
An asshole.
Filled with solstice moon juice.
So, I mean, and it was one of those things that I guess I was like, I guess it's the circle of life or whatever, but... And then Annie had the last dog laugh like she it. Always does, because she's a fucking evil, evil dog. She's one of the Sopranos, I think. She was at the vet. She hasn't lost any weight.
Has she been trying?
Yeah. No, her diet was switched from eat everything all day, every day, to, like, she gets fed twice a day, a limited amount.
Eating all them bugs. I mean, she's small enough, you know, circle of life. She's probably as big as, like, a giant rat.
She's so. Like the rat from the fire swamp in The Princess yes. Bride.
Yes, she is.
That Emma was outside costume. Barking today, and Annie was lying in the house and growling on the floor and growling and barking, like, half-acidly. And I was like, you don't even know what you're barking at. You're so Republican right now.
I love that picture of Annie that looks like she's wearing a black mock turtle.
I didn't do that. Like, I didn't do anything to... It was just a weird function on the phone.
But it makes me think that she's wearing a black mock turtleneck. And that's her picture in the back of her book that she wrote. So you have a brain TI.
Yeah, I
have you went a brain. To the doc in the box. What'd they say?
I didn't go to the doc in the box.
What? You said you were going to.
Well, I went and I saw, first of all, my nutritionist, and she pushed on my guts, and the place where I was the most sensitive was bacteria. So I did the smart exam thing on the phone, and I mm-hmm. got a Diflucan. That's the yeast infection pill.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Nobody
that
likes to talk about Nobody yeast. Nobody likes to unless talk it's about bread.
I don't like to talk about it even then. I don't talk about bread. I called and my internal medicine doctor, and she was basically like, yeah, I would go at this point see a neurologist, because I was just at the doctor.
I'm sorry, you said urologist?
Urologist.
I definitely thought you said neurologist.
I said that on the phone. I said
and I was like,
that
it is a brain TI!
No, I said, it's funny, because I was then leaving a message for the nurse's station for the endometriosis stock, and I said, I don't know if it's at the point where I need to go see a neurologist. And then I realized that I'd said neurologist and not urologist, and I started giggling. And then I just couldn't stop giggling on the phone. And it's like, that doesn't even make it sound like it's an urgent situation at all. Like, you call and you're like, I'm in a lot of pain. I probably need to see a neurologist. Not a neurologist. I'm sorry, not a neurologist. A urologist. Like, that probably doesn't really communicate the gravity of the situation.
Maybe they're saying she's lost her damn mind. She must be in a lot of pain.
Sounds like an appropriate idea right about now. You want to talk about neurology? Got some neurology stuff I can talk about.
Great.
I watched this video yesterday, and it was called The Psychology of Everything. And it was this guy from Yale University, and he was explaining the psychology of everything. Ask me a psychology question, I probably can answer it now.
What?
So there's, like, branches of psychology.
But I can't say, like, why do I...
Yeah, do it.
Pee in people's ears.
Of all of the things in this hour-long video about the psychology of everything,
mm-hmm.
The thing that I remember most is why it is that women are bigger than men.
We're smaller.
Oh, why it is that men are bigger than women.
And there's a psychological reason?
Mm-hmm. So psychology isn't just...
You took notes. A lot of notes.
Yeah. So part of what it was talking about was, in this video, a lot of things that I feel like we have discussed on this show before. Like, stereotypes.
Yes.
Bias.
Uh-huh.
Animals.
Lots of animal talk.
Gender roles.
Teeth.
Shit like that. Teeth. Prostitution. Have we talked about that one?
Sex workers.
We've talked about that, right? So, the only thing that's in common across all animals and all humans and all species is that the men have a small sex cell and the women have a large sex cell. And women's sex cell is, like, roomy and comfortable and the hostess with the mostest.
Sex cell.
Yes. So, sperm.
Oh.
Yeah. Large egg, small sperm.
Okay.
So, there's this thing called biological parental investment. Because a man can ejaculate and then several hours later, or several minutes later, I don't know really how it goes...
Tell me more about ejaculation, Leah.
Well, apparently, since they can, like, ejaculate multiple times, they have very small parental investment. But women, shit's a lot more complicated down there.
Like, we were born with that cell in the ready zone.
Yeah, because the imperative is we're animals and we what is that?
Procreate.
Offspring? Procreate, yes. males... are competing for females because the fact that we have a higher parental investment makes us naturally choosier. Because there has been a male competition for hosts for their sex cell, in terms of, like, survival of the fittest, like, over time, they have grown to be larger. That's how you end up with, like, animals where the male of the animals have big buck horns
mm-hmm.
and the women don't. It's because the males, for generations or whatever you fucking call it, centuries or since the land before time, they're fighting it out. And right. And so that's why men have become bigger physically than women, and why, like, prostitution,
sex work,
that's right. I mean, is prostitute not good to say anymore?
Mm-mm.
No, why?
Because it's their job. And if you say prostitute, like, they're immediately demeaned.
Huh. Okay. Hooker maybe isn't
no.
good either? Okay. Well, I've been looking at houses in Denver, and there's this one house that's on Hooker Street
oh,
or
God.
Hooker Lane. I'm
oh,
like, nobody can live on Hooker Lane. Seriously.
In the strange intersection between feminism and murder.
I thought you were still talking about streets in Denver. Okay, continue.
is where I learned about this, because so often, if you talk about, like, murderers, mm-hmm. Easy prey, mm-hmm. or prostitutes, right? Like, you don't hear about that. You hear about, you know, the teacher.
Yeah, whatever. Beauty pageant queen.
Get forgotten. Those people are, like, less than get forgotten. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's one, removing the, like, stigma and throwaway title,
uh-huh.
but also, like, people do choose to do that for their money, and so it's...
What if you have, like, a mean pimp, like, in that movie Milk Money? Did you see that movie?
What's the question?
In Milk Money, Melanie Griffith, she wanted out, but she had a pimp. He was gonna threaten her. So he's like, you gotta keep turning tricks. Turning tricks. Can you say that one anymore?
My word doesn't matter on that. Anyway, but what my word does matter on is this story, which bridges all of the things. So I lived in Astoria with Jay for a couple months. I don't remember the night exactly, but I do remember several people were over there. One of his roommates, Drew, is like, had lots of friends. He had his girlfriend over, and she had, I think it was her cousin or a friend. Anyway, but there were, like, other girls there, right? And so I think I went to bed early, like mm-hmm. I usually do, but I think I was, like, more out of my mind. So wait for it. So
okay.
I wake up in the middle of the night. By the way, Jay's room is, like, what was probably a closet. Very small. Very hot. You know, we don't have AC in there. And so I wake up, and I'm sleeping next to a girl that was there at the party earlier. Like, short, black hair, and... she's at least, like, I can't see the bottom of her. She's at least topless. And I'm like, did
sex
I?
Sex worker.
Like, what is? And I'm like, did I have sex with a woman last night? Did I hook up with this girl? What is happening? Where's Jay? And so I was like, obviously he's on the couch. If, like, oh, maybe we didn't do anything. Maybe this girl, like, also just needed to sleep.
Yeah.
Why is she topless? What is going on? And so I go out into the living room, which is right off of his room, and I'm like, there's nobody out here. No one is out here. So that would mean that, like, people went home, they didn't stay over, but where's Jay? So it's just this girl? Was he so mad that I hooked up with this girl? And it was an accident. I don't remember this. Where's Jay? And so I go through the kitchen to the other part of the apartment where Drew's bedroom is. Like, the door's open because it's so fucking hot and he doesn't have a window. So I just go to his door and I'm like, Drew? Drew? He kind of wakes up. He's like, yeah, what's going on? Where's Jay? What do you mean? I'm like, I don't know where Jay is. She was like, oh, hold on, we're gonna take care of this. I got this. Super nice guy, super helper. And he was like, all right. So he gets up. He's like, did you look in the bedroom? Like, yeah, it's not him. He's like, what? And so we walk into the bedroom. He's like, honey, there's Jay. He's in the bed. I look, and Jay's in the
Jay
bed.
Jay had a wig on?
And I was like, oh, who? Okay, thanks.
You hallucinated a woman ghost?
I don't know what. That was Jay. And I don't know why.
How come when I ask you if you ever hallucinated people, well, you're like, no, you fucking crazy person.
No, well, that's why I thought of this. I'm sorry. I thought about it first because of you going to see Christopher. Because a
taco salad ghost. How many times do I have to tell you about taco salad ghost? And then I was like, I knew I've
hallucinated something at some point, but I don't remember. But then that made me remember.
You need therapy.
I definitely need therapy. And I'm also pretty sure that I'm bipolar.
You literally are pulling hair out of your head right now. Well, and I my don't hair's know why. Already You're sitting out. On a couch with Leah.
Might not be.
You need some serious help if you're hallucinating. I mean,
that was 8 years
a man
ago.
Coming up to me and asking me if I want to come to a taco salad reception, that is perfectly in line with my value system, first of all, my priorities. Like, there's nothing that's really super weird about that. But, like, I mean, it was weird for me when I got to the funeral. Like, nobody wanted me there. But, like...
Was there taco salad?
No, it was barbecue.
So, awkward.
Yeah, it was very awkward. But, like, if you're envisioning, hallucinating a naked lady
mm-hmm.
passed out next to you,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's some deep shit.
It was
I really thought it was going to be that Jay was wearing a wig.
No, that's insane.
monkeys and orange juice. So it was talking about like how women are choosy and men are.
This is the whole psychology thing again?
Yes. Like women are choosy, men are competing for the, not necessarily women, but the sex gene.
Yep.
And like sex work, I guess, mm-hmm. catering to men, the like what is titillating part of that is men recognize like biologically in a natural order, women are choosier.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for a man to be able to hire a sex worker or watch porn, it's about a woman is choosing me. And catering to me as a man.
Yeah.
And so that's like part of what's exciting to them. When they find these traits, they want to test them and see, you know, is this the same in the animal kingdom, like, or whatever. And they wondered, would animals pay for porn?
Mm-hmm.
So they got these monkeys and in the lab, and they incentivized them with orange juice. Apparently monkeys love orange juice, and figured out some kind of apparatus where it would show the monkeys images, or they could have orange juice, and they had to pick which one they wanted more. And some of them would choose orange juice repeatedly, and then a certain image would come up, and they would forgo their orange juice in favor of looking at the image.
Mm.
And images that did real well with monkeys... The behind of female monkeys
mm-hmm.
and faces of high status males monkeys. So it wasn't like monkey sex videos, but it was like just images.
Like President Monkey.
Yeah, like exactly like President Monkey. And so it was saying that like pornography and celebrity worship, they said it was very interesting that it is not a uniquely human trait.
Were the monkeys jerking off to the pictures?
I don't know. He didn't say that. It was
okay.
He didn't really get, I don't think that necessarily would have brought the point home. I think it was just like, would a monkey pay to see this?
The picture. Yeah. Picture. Well, when you say pornography, I just assumed like.
Is that what people do?
To pornography?
Well, I don't watch pornography, Amanda.
That's what pornography is for.
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, God. Leah!
I mean, I guess it'd be creepier if you were just watching it for the narrative.
Nice. Time to go to sleep.
Well, I guess I thought of it as, like, you watch it and then you do it with somebody. Right? Or you watch it until you start doing
couples
it.
Couples could do that. Yeah, it's an arousal thing, but it is most often used by a group of people to arouse themselves. I'm not saying together, but like...
It's so funny. I was like thinking, what in the world? How loose I talk about my sex life. Which I say sex life. It's not like a life. I mean, it's like, I do it with a person mm-hmm. sometimes.
At least it's not sex lice.
that is one bug that I haven't had, and I don't think I will ever have it.
Sex lice.
Well, yeah, that's like a lice.
Pubic hair lice?
Yes.
I have a story about that.
Do you?
And it's not my personal story. It's that's a what person they all that I, say. It's a person that I worked with.
Actually, sister. I've never said that before in my life. I've never been like, this didn't happen to me. Like, that's never, ever how I... Go ahead, sorry.
Person that I worked with, sister, in the 80s. She was like, back in the day, these, like, hot tub houses is where everybody went. It was like
Sybaris pool spa.
So you know what
in I remember in Chicago growing up there was a commercial for a place and it was Sybaris was the name of it, and it was like a hot tub hotel, you know,
where this was in another like cold place. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know anything of it. I was like, oh, I didn't know they did that. And she's like, yeah, you could like go, and they had tons of hot tubs and you could rent them by the hour or whatever. So in high school, my sister and her friends would go and do that all the time. So she said she and her friends were hanging out in the hot tub. And later, she realized, like, her eyes were itchy. And she was, like, super itchy and rubbing her eyes a lot. And she thought, you know, I did go underwater in the hot tub. Like, maybe, like, I got some kind of bacteria or something. And... she went to the doctor and she had pubic lice in her eyelashes.
No.
Yes.
And I'm never, ever gonna ever get in a hot tub ever again, probably.
Just don't go underwater in a rented by the hour
first
hot tub.
First of all, I'm probably not gonna ever get in a rented by the hour hot tub anyways, one will. Because pubic lice in her eyelashes.
In her eyelashes.
How do you know that she was telling you the truth? How do you know she wasn't just looking at somebody's vagina real close?
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, she might be a vagina looker.
Then she was like, I got it from a hot tub, I swear.
How else would you get pubic lice on your face?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be pretty deep in the vag to get pubic lice, or on another member.
I don't think lice jump. Yeah, I don't think lice jump.
Yeah, you. I don't know why your eyes would be down there, like giving butterfly kisses.
Amanda, you think of the dirtiest stuff.
I honestly, I don't know how. I don't know how it works. I haven't done it. I've just hallucinated it.
Apparently, this I just found out.
Yeah,
I came out with most hallucinations. Hallucinations. my hallucinations way back yonder. You're just watching too much porn. You're hallucinating that your husband is a topless lady.
God, I don't think it was him. It wasn't him.
And don't you put this on bipolar people, by the way. That's just your sick mind. That's you. That's an Amanda thing. That's not a bipolar thing. I'm worried about you a little.
I am too.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
Have you ever had a real life Ferris Bueller moment? We just ran for it. Ran for my car, Ferris Bueller style, and left. We didn't pay for anything.
Leah!
Chicka chicka.
So we're on Twitter at Nervous Record, Instagram and Facebook, both at The Nervous Record. And if you really love us and want us to continue to make more episodes, please go onto patreon.com/thenervousrecord. Throw us some dough and we will continue to eat junk food in my mother's basement. My